This
is No Filter
on BBC Radio Humberside.
I've been telling you about this space pride that's going on, and somebody who knows much more about it than I do is Franco Labbia, who is clued up on every bit of it. Franco, how are you doing?
Doing well, thanks, and yourself, Alan?
Good, it's good to get you on. Now, tell people about space pride from the beginning. How has this come about?
Sure thing. Space pride, really what it is all about is when I got exposed to the international space sector, I just really felt like I didn't belong. Being queer myself, I'm non-binary, so I go by they, them pronouns. I just didn't see any visibility, no representation, and also discrimination is a known obstacle to the queer community within the international space sector. Just to put it in context, I mean, there's over 570 astronauts now, and there's only a mere handful of openly queer astronauts. And there definitely are more than that. So it really shows the wider issue at hand. So that's actually why I founded Space Pride, which is a legally registered non-profit in France, really to be that community platform to do the research that produces actionable data to reduce queer discrimination in the global space sector, and really to ensure that everyone has a space for them in the global space sector. And it's all kind of summed up by our slogan, we are all made of stardust. And really our mission is to bring together the queer community in the international space sector and beyond. And to do that, we have three main focuses. So we have education and outreach. And it's really exciting to say that we actually have a digital Space Pride artwork that will be on a mission to the moon next year, which is very cool. And really the idea is to share our message of radical hope, acceptance, and really a celebration of humanity's diversity. And the second focus is research. And so we have formed a research group with the Space Generation Advisory Council and the International Astronomical Union to document the queer experience in the international space sector and to produce that actionable data to help tackle queer discrimination in the global space sector. And our third and final focus is actually community. And this is the thing which I'm personally the most excited by. We have the Space Pride Fashion Gala, which will be in Milan next year.
That's amazing. Of course it's in Milan. It's the perfect place, isn't it?
Of course. It really is the perfect place for a fashion show, considering it's one of the fashion capitals of the world.
And space is an incredible theme for fashion as well.
It really is. If you want to check out some sort of amazing designs, look at Iris van Herpen's work. It really plays with your mind, and that's kind of the sort of type of fashion pieces that we'll have on display there. But really what we're doing with it is it's an out-of-this-world pride parade, which will be held in October next year during the International Astronautical Congress, which is actually the largest space conference in the world, and it's also in Milan. And the vision is to celebrate humanity's diversity and our beautiful queer community through art, culture, and a joyful protest, really to capture the spirit of a pride parade. And as you said, combining sort of space with fashion is amazing. So the fashion show will have a theme of pride parade meets space. Really the goal is to shift the culture of the global space sector and also wider society, really, to be one that is more accepting, more inclusive, and one that celebrates our differences and our vibrant queer community.
It's a strange sector, isn't it, the space sector? Me and you both work in green tech developments within the space sector, and so we have a mutual friend who we've got to give a shout out to, the awesome Thais Russomanno, who's a health expert for space, and she introduced us, didn't she? And But it is a very strange sector, because in some ways it is the cutting edge, as futuristic as it can possibly be, but in other ways quite far behind.
Yes, that's the sort of distinction which I found quite shocking, because you think the space sector is going to be at the sort of forefront of inclusivity, but really it's 20, 30 years behind in terms of conversation. You know, it's barely scratched the surface of talking about women in the space sector, and it hasn't even touched racism, disabilities and sort of neurodivergence and sexuality. So it is a bit of a strange one, Alan. You're right about that. But really, what's most exciting for me is that the Space Pride Fashion Gala, we were met with a huge amount of support for what we're trying to do. So we're actually endorsed by the International Astronautical Federation's Cultural Committee. Very funny to think about these names. They all sound out of Star Trek or something. And we've also partnered with a number of amazing organizations, queer charities, prestigious design organizations, and leading space organizations. So Pride in STEM, Cosmica, Innova Space, International Space University, Cumulus Association, and European Space Foundation. And we also, to top it all off, we have some fantastic distinguished guests. I hope you don't mind all these names. including Nelly Ben-Hayon, Anik Barot, Mima Simek, Tanya Masson-Zwan, and Monika Trott. And these are all fantastic people from both allies and members of the queer community, from a variety of disciplines. And to give you an idea, Nelly Ben-Hayon actually created a space orchestra, which, amongst other things, collaborated with Kid Cudi. So there's some really amazing people that are involved, and we're really right at the start of this Space Pride Fashion Gala adventure. And I'm very excited to see what is to come. And really, we are very much looking for sponsors and partners to share our mission with more media outlets, to hear from the queer community and its allies. So really, if you'd like to contribute, please do reach out to Space Pride on social media, or email us at spacepride.org@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Well, obviously not everybody will be able to get to the main fashion show when it happens, but
it will be live streamed.
Yeah, that's good. And people could maybe do satellite events, which seems appropriate.
Brilliant pun, by the way.
I couldn't resist it. Yes, so people could do that. It happens with Eurovision and other global events which are in a specific place, but people can't maybe make it, so they have their own parties, don't they?
Yeah, true. I would love for people to get in the spirit of things, no matter where they are.
So just give us the dates for the big gala again, just so people can get that in their diaries and be looking out for that.
So it will be sometime between October the 14th to the October the 18th of next year in Milan.
To support you and get involved now, just adding to that social media groundswell would be great, wouldn't it?
Yes, it really would. I think what's amazing about what we're doing here with the Space Pride Fashion Gala is it's something that, with a message, goes beyond just the global space sector. And it's something which basically shares that we're all human. We all deserve to be welcomed and accepted and really celebrated for our differences. And so really that's what the Space Pride Fashion Gala is all about.
The same as with the sustainability stuff I'm doing in the space sector. It's really important to make sure, as we do, reach out to other worlds, we reach out as the best of us.
Yes, absolutely. Sustainability is something I'm very passionate about, which is actually why one of the core sort of values of the Space Pride Fashion Gala is sustainability. So going away from sort of fast fashion and that type of thing and focusing on more sustainable, circular-based fashion items.
Fantastic. Well, thanks ever so much for joining us and letting us know all about it. It's very exciting, and I'm sure that it's going to be quite a party, but also the really good work that you're doing as well.
I really appreciate it.
Well, it's going to have a big impression for a long time, isn't it?
I really appreciate you saying that, Alan. I'm very excited for the future and very excited to see what comes from the Space Pride Fashion Gala. And it's been lovely to chat to you and your wonderful audience.
Franco, thanks ever so much for being here on No Filter.